Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay MP Marcus Pawlowski says doctors from certain countries should be allowed to practice in Canada without further accreditation or schooling. It's one of the recommendations the Liberal MP plans to make to the federal government about ways to address the doctor shortage in northwestern Ontario and other parts of Canada. The former emergency department doctor and current member of the House of Commons Standing Committee on Health says it's time for the government to work with the provinces to increase the number of doctors in underserved areas. In a statement Monday, the Liberal member for Thunder Bay Rainy River said he recently returned from a trip to Atikokan, Fort Frances, Rainy River and Kenora, where he spoke with various doctors about healthcare shortages and the lack of doctors in small towns. Pawlowski believes the federal and provincial governments both have roles to play in solving the problem. He said Ottawa should establish a national licensing system for doctors, because licensing doctors in only one province at a time makes it much more difficult for doctors in one province to fill gaps in another. The MP also wants the two levels of government to work together to allow foreign-trained doctors from specified countries to practice in Canada immediately, noting that Australia currently allows Canadian doctors to work there. There are many countries with medical schools that are on par with Canada's schools, Pawlowski said. To require that doctors from these countries take the same courses again in Canada is a major deterrent. He noted that the 2022 federal budget acknowledged that the COVID-19 pandemic has only worsened labor shortages in the healthcare sector. Internationally trained healthcare professionals can help fill these gaps and ensure that Canadians receive the quality healthcare they deserve, the statement said. The budget proposes funding to expand the Foreign Credential Recognition Program and help up to 11,000 foreign-trained professionals per year get their credentials recognized and find work in their field in Canada. Pawlowski feels Ontario should make practice-ready assessments, PRAS, available for international medical graduates. PRAS allow grads of foreign schools to practice for 12 weeks under the supervision of a Canadian doctor, then become eligible for licensing here. The Thunder Bay MP said most provinces use PRAS to address doctor shortages in rural areas, but Ontario has not adopted the system. In addition, he's calling for an increase in the number of residency positions in rural areas, especially family practice residencies for international graduates. Pawlowski said he's aware of the need to maintain professional standards, but added, "We must also acknowledge there is nothing safe in closing emergency rooms, or not being able to get in to see a family doctor." He plans to meet with several national healthcare groups, including doctors' organizations, to finalize his recommendations before sharing his plan with the federal health minister. Note: this story was updated at 10:03 a.m. on August 10 to incorporate an amended statement from Pawlowski's office. In the original news release, the MP called for the College of Physicians of Ontario to increase the number of residency positions in rural areas, especially family practice residencies for international graduates. His office says it made an error in that release, as the College of Physicians and Surgeons does not create residency spots for medical students. The process is a lot more complicated and involves different organizations, it now states.